Delaware's largest county reaches out every morning to older adults who live alone and want someone to check in on them. WHYY's Chris Barish has more on the Senior Roll Call Lifeline program and some recent rescues.
It's 10 a.m. on a weekday at Newcastle County Police Headquarters, where a software program makes an automated call to a home.
Hello.
Good morning, Senior Roll Call member. It's Friday, August 22nd. Today is National Be an Angel Day. This holiday encourages kindness, compassion, and support for others. Reach out and make someone's day today. Have a great day.
Thank you.
The computer hangs up and seconds later makes another identical call. If someone doesn't answer, Master Corporal Andrew Dollar documents it and calls them back.
Good morning, this is Senior Roll Calls. I'm just giving you a ring because the call went to voicemail the first time.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. Okay. You too.
Take care.
That's how almost all robocalls or follow-ups go with the 200 members. But several times a month, an officer has to be dispatched for a wellness check. And periodically, they find someone in serious trouble. In July, for example, a 99-year-old woman had fallen and couldn't get up. Roll Call contacted her daughter, who found her mom conscious but unable to help herself. Dollar said she was rushed to a hospital for treatment.
We were able to get in touch with her daughter and she got out there, and who knows what would have happened if we hadn't.
The same thing occurred in June to a 94-year-old man who police found on his concrete porch after a fall. In April, an 87-year-old woman spent the night on a porch chair when she couldn't get up on an evening when it was 40 degrees outside. A few years back, police who were sent to a home found a disoriented 74-year-old man lying face down on his garage floor. It was 91 degrees outside, and he'd been trapped for 19 hours. The Lifeline program began in 1995 and is free to join.
They don't have anybody there that's with them or checking up on them daily, so this is what they rely on to make sure everybody knows they're okay.
One grateful member is Jay Baylor. He's 75 and lives alone in the Newcastle area. His only relatives live around his native Newark, New Jersey. He walks 3 miles a day and is in good health, but says it's like having insurance. Should he have a bad episode, he knows someone will contact his niece, whom he communicates with every day.
You got a lot of people live by themselves. Some of them, like me, don't have no family members live close around them. I got church family members, but, you know, they ain't like family.
Baylor thanked Dollar personally, while a reporter spoke with him by speakerphone from the Lifeline office.
I love this program, and I'm glad my neighbor told me about it, and I'll be with y'all for the rest of my life, I guess.
Well, I look forward to your kind words in the morning.
Oh. Yeah, your people are nice. You know, I appreciate y'all. I don't take you for granted, and God bless all of y'all.
Dollar said more of the county's 110,000 senior citizens might want to access the service. He urges them to fill out a simple form on the county police website or ask a loved one to help them apply. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.